Hey, everybody. She's Lisa McCaffrey. I'm Ashley Adamson. Welcome to Your Mom, the Mailbag Edition. Betsy Bloom, our fabulous executive producer, is here with all of your burning questions. But Lisa, I'm sitting here just trying to figure out, like, what should we start with? It's like late January. It's quiet around my house.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. I don't know.
Anything going on with you or not really?
No, I'm cutting right now.
Oh, you're cutting. Cutting season.
Cutting. I'm trying to cut weight.
Okay. So all right. For what? You got something coming up?
No, just because I feel like I've been eating a lot lately, a lot of carbs. I just need to cut back a bit. So
yeah.
All right.
Well, if we don't have anything, we don't have to force it. Like, I mean, we can just bag this and try again, you know, in a couple of weeks, maybe after your son's won a Super Bowl or something.
Let's just do that. Anyway, everybody be nice to your kids. Bye.
Hey, we love you.
Love you. Good talking to y'all.
Easiest episode ever.
I mean, what the hell? Christian McCaffrey and the Niners are going to the mother effing Super Bowl.
Ashley, I'm assuming
there are some people who at least want to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. Do you remember last year? Okay. Last year at this time, we were at the Super Bowl around this time, and we were asking questions to the Philadelphia Eagles. We were asking questions to the Kansas City Chiefs. And my big question was, hey, I have a son that like loves football and his dream is to play in the Super Bowl. What does he need to do to get there?
Work hard. You know, never let anyone tell you can't do something because, you know, there's always people out here that tell you that you can't do something. When little do they know, you can do anything in the world. So.
Good. And look where you are now. I'm going to tell him all of that and hopefully one day he can play in a Super Bowl. His dream is to play in a Super Bowl. Do you have any advice for him?
There's just all levels to it. You know, you've got to be a starter in high school and then it's starter in college. And I think it's easy to look forward to the outcome of things, but it's best to kind of stay in the present and just take one foot forward every day.
Hard work pays off. People see what you do when nobody's looking. You know, people are always watching and you got to set goals for yourself.
He's a running back and a lot of people can kind of count him out and don't think he's that good. Do you have any advice for the haters and the doubters out there? Did you ever have animosity like that?
Nonstop. You can always use your haters as motivators, prove them wrong, but I think the deepest thing is you got to do it for yourself.
And all of those guys gave me their advice. Everybody gave their advice. And I wrote it down and I gave it to Christian. He followed suit. And now look, now he's in the Super Bowl. So
I'm surprised he didn't thank you, actually. Like that should have been the moment.
He should
that
write
he
every
you.
One of those players a letter and thank them. You know,
that's a good mom.
Everybody. Yeah, all of them. So that's
we got to get him some good stationery so he can get a lot of thank you notes to write. So Lisa, you're the one that made it happen because you're exactly right.
You got the advice. I had the kahunas to go ask them, what does he have to do? And they gave me great advice, obviously, and it paid off. So thank you guys. So
It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like being you and just being part of the McCaffrey family right now. If for some reason, listeners, that you didn't see the game, the Niners were down 17 points to the Lions at halftime.
24-7 at half. And I left where we were sitting and I went into the gender neutral bathroom because it was a private bathroom, shut the door, locked it, and I just started bawling. It was awful. I was crying and people were coming in and out of our little suite and nobody could say the right thing. And it wasn't them. It was just nobody could say the right thing. And I'm literally like welling up. So I just run in and the bathroom happened to be open. I locked the door and I cried for 10 minutes and then we got back out there and persevered. And man, did we turn that around. It makes me cry. It was the most emotional game I've ever witnessed in my life. And this is piggybacking one that was very similar the week before too. So, I mean, that was emotional. And the one thing, like we were in a group chat with my friends here, and Peggy Shanahan's in it too, and she's the best. And our one friend who's darling, Gail, was like, hey, the only thing I ask, can you please just tell Kyle not to have it like a nail biter and like just to go ahead early so I don't have to worry? That was her one ask. That's it. So
it's just the only ask.
That was it. He's like, no, I'll burn on her. I'm not going to do that. No.
Oh, God. It was wild.
And honestly, like you can watch all those reality shows all you want, but I think sports are the ultimate real reality. And that's what makes people coming back for more because you never know what's going to happen. You never, ever, ever know.
It can flip on a dime. And I mean, and that's what happened. Like they came storming back. They win by three. Christian had two unbelievable touchdowns and a couple of just ridiculous runs, a stiff arm that we'll talk about in a minute. But I just think so many things happened in that second half. There were so many moments and plays that we could like sit here and talk about that we won't. But just what was the feeling, Lisa, when the clock hit zero and you knew that Christian and this group of Niners was going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. So we have a suite that we've like, I love these people. We've gone through every game with them this year. It's like so amazing. Actually, MC Hammer was on our suite this week, so can't touch this. We were too legit to quit. That's all I'm going to say. So he brought the luck. Anyway, we're in the suite, and I like couldn't deal with it for some reason. So I got up and left and went two suites down and sat with Olivia and all her friends after the half. And it was right at that point when we started turning things around. It was the weirdest thing because something similar happened the week before when we turned it around. And so I sat there, and it was just all of a sudden it was almost like the football gods started looking down on us, and we were, you know, getting the plays, and, you know, they had a couple drops there that helped us on, you know, and it just, things started turning around. They just started like I felt like our guys knew in their head, like, we are too good to go out right now. We have got to pick it up. And they all just, everyone just lifted their game, played so much better. I don't even know what was said at half or what I tried to ask Christian, and he just said, look, we just talked X's and O's. So I don't know, whatever they did. And we stormed ahead, and it took a while, but, like, you know, we're crying, we're all hugging and everything. And so I ran back to my suite, who I'd been with everyone. And I walked in, and then something bad happened. I think they got a first down that, like, it was like third and 18, and they got a first down.
Yeah.
Everybody in the suite looked at me and goes, get the fuck out. Get out of here now. They started yelling at me. So I had to go back and assume the position that I was in before. And it ended up playing out and working. And oh my gosh, but it was the most intense game I've ever witnessed and been a part of.
And you've watched a lot of football games.
Oh, a lot of them. And it was just, this one was obviously so emotional because there was so much on the line, a trip to the Super Bowl. So, oh my gosh. And then right when it ended, we're all crying. And I was just, I mean, it brought me back to like when Christian was 7 years old, playing in a little league Super Bowl. It was double overtime that game. And Christian happened to be playing defense, and he like ran up and jumped sideways and batted a ball down. And that was the winning play. And I that was another time. It was almost equivalent to this. I had no idea where football was going to take him at that point, but I just remember having a very similar feeling. And we, Kristen and I talked about it after. It was so cool. And it literally has been that kid's dream since he knew what football was. He's obsessed with this. He does everything under the sun to just get his body right week to week. And if you only knew what he went through, it's insane. But all of the guys do. They all really do. Like,
no, it's a lot. And I think we'll get to the questions in just one second. But I just, hearing you talk about this, it reminds me, like, when we first started doing this show, Christian was with the Panthers. He was coming off of some injury issues that ended a couple of his seasons. And I remember you saying to me, like, I'm just trying to enjoy the good moments as they come, because you kind of start to realize that, like, this isn't going to last forever. You don't know what's going to happen. Nothing's guaranteed. And so to watch one of your kids go on this journey, like, all the ups and downs, the success, the disappointment, to know what he's put in, and now to have him on this stage and for him to be able to go play in the game. Like, I can't imagine what it's like. And just last thing, like, so when you saw him on the field for the first time, what'd you say to him?
Oh, I just ran to him. I like jumped, poor guy. I jumped on him, and I hugged him, and I'm like, I just said, I'm so proud of you. I didn't even know what to say. I was like bawling. I'm just so proud of you, of everything. And he was a little out of it. He goes, I'm trying to soak this in, but it's just, so Ed and I went back home on Monday. We came back home and we both just sat down. We got rid of our bags and we sat down in our living room. We said, I have to rewatch that game to just make sure we won. it was such a whirlwind and everything we did. So we sat down and we watched the game. And the best part about it, I don't know, I texted Carrie Purdy, Brock's mom, and I sent a picture of her celebrating because they showed her in the stands and she looked beautiful. It was after one of Brock's runs. And she goes, and she sent a picture back. They were doing the same thing. It was the fun watching.
I love that. Just trust but verify. Just make sure it wasn't a dream.
Make sure that really the dream really did happen. It came true. So,
oh my God.
We let ourselves have 24 hours to revel in it. And then now it's like, okay, now we're back at war. And I refuse to listen to Taylor Swift songs for the next 11 days. I love her. I love the relationship. But yep, we are boycotting any T Swift songs. And it's hard for me because I have her on my playlist, my running playlist, and everything. So, but if she pops up
she's
on
dead to you this week
station, and my oldest son Max and I are big Swifties. Nope, she's dead to us this week.
But yeah, so the Niners will face Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. It's going to be in Vegas.
And so think about this too. Just this is so dumb, but I never get a Christmas or a Thanksgiving with all my kids because they're all in football almost, except one, but they're almost all of them. So I usually have one kid here. Like, we had Dylan here and that was it. We usually have no kids. This, I just told, because I just had to say no to a bunch of stuff. I'm like, nope, this is our Christmas to me because we're all together. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is like our holiday. This is our little McCaffrey special holiday because we have all the brothers coming out, all their fiancés are coming out, and it's just, our time. So we are really trying to, I am so excited to have everybody together because I never get that. And that makes me cry more than anything, is just that we can all experience this together in one under the same roof in the same place. And it's because it's few and far between that it happens. Max is coaching on the Dolphins, the other side of the country. And Luke is actually right now in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. So yeah. He's practicing and he plays on Saturday, but the next Sunday, starting that Saturday, we will all be together in the same place. And I cannot wait.
Keep it small. I think that's because you guys will be pulled in 1,000 directions. Everybody's going to want a PCU. There's all going to be, and just, I love that that's how you're going into it. And that's how it should be. And what a great moment that you guys are going to remember. No matter what happens, it's going to be special and something you remember forever. We put out a request for mailbag questions, and Betsy, I think you got a pretty overwhelming number of,
There's questions flooding in all over the country.
It's true. Yeah. Let me tell you, it was putting these together. I was like, oh,
I haven't seen them, to be honest, for the record. So I don't know what you're throwing at me, but
we've got your real unfiltered Lisa responses here. So because there are so many, we'll sort of do this rapid fire. But my first question is related to the last game. So this is from Matt Barrows, who is a writer for The Athletic, who covers the
Matt. I know Matt very well. He watched me jump out of a plane. So he's awesome. But I had a parachute. I was with a guy that had a parachute. So, yeah.
Not the reason you jumped out of the plane.
No, Matt was not the reason. No,
What a great intro for this question.
Yeah. So he said, from whom does Christian get his stiff arm? You or Ed?
Oh gosh. If you were in my house the last couple of days watching Ed and I fight about planning and organizing, you'd probably get that from me. It's been quite the whirlwind for the last few days. That's all I'm going to say. So yeah, that would definitely be for me. Although, you know what? Back in the day, I'd had a good stiff arm on the field. So
We've seen a lot of Christian's stiff arms over the year, but was it Chauncey Gardner-Johnson? I think that he just, oh man, I like almost felt bad. Like, I feel like I should write his family.
His mom, like, apology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Know this at the time. I mean, I watched it on the thing, but wasn't he the one who was jawing with Debo all week? They were kind of going after it. So that was for Debo.
Okay. So these are we were talking about being all together and being in the suite. So I'll go there. So Kiana Lynn asks, how do you determine who is in your Super Bowl suite? And then as a follow-up to that, Saki asked, just how expensive are those Super Bowl tickets that Christian has to buy?
That is probably the question of the hour. You have no idea. Sorry. We looked into a suite and none of us can afford it. Not even Christian Moneybags over there, and nor Moneybags Olivia. So we are not in a suite. I'll tell you that right now. We did negotiate an area. I don't exactly understand what it is, but anyway, we are in there, and probably part of the problem is I wanted 8 tickets together because I was felt strongly about everybody being together. So anyway, long story short, they're outrageously expensive. They're stupid expensive. I don't know if it's the Taylor Swift factor, if it's the first time in Vegas factor. There's so much going on, but all of it, none. So this is interesting. So all his best friends, they can't afford it. And Christian used all his tickets to get these other seats for us. So, but they're all his good friends. They're going to come out. They're all coming out to Vegas. So cool. And they're going to go to have a watch party somewhere there. And then we're going to find them after. But yeah, that's kind of cool. Like the whole Denver, a lot of Denver and Charlotte people coming out, and some California friends are all going to be at one bar. They're going to not rent out, but they're going to all meet at this one bar, and they talk to the people that own it, and they're going to have a watch party, which actually sounds so fun. Because I've been to Super Bowl before with Ed, whatever. I remember there's nothing better than an NFC championship game, because especially in your home stadium, because everybody's on board. They're all cheering for you. It's loud. Oh my gosh. It's infectious. And I have to say, the faithful crowd this week was was the best crowd I've ever been a part of. Oh my gosh. I was like, it was the most emotional game ever. And they were all in the whole game. It was so good. They were quiet during the offense and just so loud during the defense, which is what you want. But moving into the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is a huge, huge, huge corporate event. So you're not getting your fans. You're not getting a lot of your fans because you can't afford it. I mean, we can barely afford it and our kids playing, but it's outrageously expensive. It's very corporate, and most of the corporate people don't really care. They just want to be there. They don't care who wins. They're not vested in the team. There are a few. Yeah. Well, I'm a Kansas City fan. I'm a Niner fan, whatever. But for the most part, it is really quiet compared to the NFC Championship games, which that shocked me. I remember when I walked in the first Super Bowl, I'm like, why is it so crowded? Why isn't anyone? And it's just because there's not a lot of true fans for either team there, because it's very expensive to fly out there, get a hotel, and get tickets. So that's
with all those fancy people who are clients of
the big. So it's like the big corporations are bought out all the suites and stuff, and then they give it to their clients as perks or their employees as perks that work for them and things like that. That's who's buying the big.
So suite. You'll be able to hear Lisa McCaffrey cheering. I think.
Tell me, yes, exactly.
Right here.
Oh. Vicky Darden asks, how does it feel experiencing Christian's first trip to the Super Bowl versus Ed's?
Oh my gosh. This one is, it's when you're a kid. It's your kid. Like, come on. I'm already nervous. Not that I wasn't for Ed either, but at the time, I remember with Ed's first Super Bowl, I had Max, my oldest now, but he was a baby. So I was really preoccupied with the baby, with him. And, you know, he's a new baby. I was a new mom. So I had that sort of to preoccupy me. But then every Super Bowl, I think I just remember being so preoccupied with which kid was going to go, where they were going to sit. You know, I was really, that distracted me from it, which was awesome. And I just had the kids that preoccupied me. I remember the second one, I was, oh my gosh, I was enormously pregnant with Dylan. And then I had Max and Christian with me. So I was just kind of worried about them. I always knew that, you know, whatever happened, we would get through it. We'd be fine. But I think it's just when there's something about your kid, when your kid's playing. And I know Ed feels the same way. It's like, you're just, not that I have control of any of it, but I have actually way less control, but you just want it so bad for him that it hurts.
You've seen his journey too, to go back to what you were saying before. Like, I mean, it is. It's totally different.
Ed's second Super Bowl with the Broncos, Christian and Max were there. They were, Christian was 2 because I was pregnant with Dylan. And Max was 4. And so it was really cool. There's the coolest picture, especially now, because life comes full circle, of Christian. So back, I remember we were out at Hawaii that year at the Pro Bowl, and somebody handed us a Sports Illustrated. And when you open it, there's a huge 2-page picture of Christian at the Super Bowl as a 2-year-old wearing Ed's oversized jersey, like these little sandals, running on the field with confetti coming down. And it's one of the coolest pictures in the world, especially now considering that he's in it. Who would have thought that? I remember looking at that picture going, that is really neat. That's a beautiful picture. And we had it up in our house for a while, and I have it. Someone gave me a copy of it. That was a really special moment, just having to be able to have that. But then now you fast forward and he's in the Super Bowl. Like, wow, that's pretty cool. So anyway.
It's a full circle thing that you probably can't even wrap your mind around. And to even think of all the connections, like Kyle Shanahan, right? Wasn't he and his sister were like babysitting the kids?
Yeah. Well, Crystal was technically the babysitter because I wanted the kids to live. So Kyle a little bit wild. No, Kyle's awesome. But Kyle was literally on the sideline during Ed's Super Bowls, you know, helping Mike. And it's just insane how this all, the whole thing comes.
There will be a movie done one day.
Now I feel like I have to ask a mailbag question. If in the movie, who's going to play you, Lisa?
Like Jennifer Connelly, I could see that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't even know, but man, what a ride!
You stumped her, Betsy.
Yeah, that's
come back. Hollywood, the call is the ball's in your court. Okay, well, speaking of Hollywood, we're getting on to the most important questions, which are the fashion related questions.
Oh, big one! Yeah, this is a big topic too this week. So,
from 13-year-old Camilla, who is a huge Niners fan and avid listener of the podcast.
Yay, Camilla.
This season, Christian Juszczyk has been absolutely dominating every game day look. What are your thoughts on game day fashion? How much thought goes into what you wear to a game? And Christina Perfino James asks, will you be wearing a custom K Juszczyk item to the Super Bowl?
I wish. She is completely inundated that I will probably not be, but I wish. Shout out. My gosh, watching her journey, this is the coolest thing ever. Like watching a woman like that succeed on her own. I'm in awe of her. I think she's amazing. She's drop dead gorgeous and she's just so talented. It's really been fun to watch. I love it. But regarding our fashion, I have every week I have these great ideas like, oh, I'm going to do wear a skirt and boots and this and that. I always go back to probably either like all black, a pop of little tiny thing of Niner. I don't wear his jersey. I don't wear his number. I am so stupid, superstitious. It's such a dumb thing, but I'll literally, like this last week, I wore all black and then a red and black plaid, like little jacket. Like, but there's a lot of thought that goes into it, but ultimately the final product is the most boring thing ever. But I look at it like it's not about me and it's about him, and it really truly doesn't matter. But I think about it more from a superstition point. Like, oh, he played really well when I wore this. Like, really, like it matters. But that's how messed up your mind goes. So.
You have a part. We all have a part to play. You have a part to play in this.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do you know what you're wearing in the Super Bowl? Like, do you?
I think so. I went shopping yesterday with my friend Stacy, and I may have bought a couple things. So, and so you also have to be careful because they're both red. So you don't want to do the red like Kansas City. So we're gonna be in a lot of black because we're also going to war. So I look at this. Okay, this is war. We're gonna be in black. McCaffrey's are gonna be in black for the most part. So Olivia might be in a pop red. People care more about what she's wearing than me. So that's how I look
she's
at her.
An awesome outfit.
She's a good one to walk in with because people don't care what I'm wearing. So, which is nice. I like that because I'm pretty bad at it. I'm learning. I'm trying to get better, but I'm still not that. I'm not a fashion plate.
So Camilla, who by the way is my friend's niece, and she is terrific and loves this podcast. So shout out to you, Camilla. The answer is yes, a lot of thought clearly goes into
a lot of thought, but it ends up being the most boring thing for me.
I love it.
Olivia always looks just stunning, and you know, and then like Kristen, for example, oh my gosh, her outfits are amazing. And then Claire Kittle, like all of them. Oh my gosh, Sydney Warner, she looks so good and she's pregnant. Like all the wives, you could just, they're beautiful. They're so fun to be around. I'm like, it's so fun. It reminded me of back in the day when we would go to games as young wives of the players. It's pretty fun. Everything comes
from us. A long time, Lisa, a long time. Can I just really quick jump into, like, now that we're talking about the use checks, and I know that Christian and Kyle are very close and that they love each other. There was a sunbathing video that went viral yesterday. I had like 10 dudes send it to me. So
dudes, I love it.
A lot of action, all guys. Is there any backstory to that? Like what are they doing? What's going on?
It's their off day. I literally just think they went out to just get a little sun, get some vitamin D. Christian's big on like, you know, getting a little bit of sun every day. He thinks it's good for you. It's good for your eyes. It's good for, you know, literally synthesizing vitamin D. I know that. I don't know. And Kyle is just his buddy and they just went out and did it for all I know. It was their day off for the most part. So just dudes being dudes. It's all just dudes being dudes. It was so
pretty funny. Good. The dudes are loving it anyway. Okay. Sorry, Betsy. Keep going.
No, that was, thank you. And now I will be looking at that immediately afterwards for professional.
Good idea. Of course.
Just because it's for your job. Yeah.
For my job. I have
to. Professional. Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of superstitions and rituals, there were a bunch of questions about that. So this is from Kahi Martin, do you and Olivia have any pregame rituals, superstitions, and how do you calm down your nerves? This is sort of a combination between this and Lisa Schmidt, 16, also asked.
Okay. Let's see. What do we do? Well, before the season began, Ed and I sit down and we said, look, we look at each other. We said, look, this is not about us. Forget, because we both get crazy by the end of the year. We're like, no superstitions. Let's have a superstition not to have superstitions. So we start off with that. But by the end of every game, I'm like, oh, I was sitting in this position and they had a good play. So I'll sit in that position the next time. It's literally the stuff that goes through your mind. I wish I could write it down because it's insane and it's so stupid and it matters zero of what's happening on the field. But it's a way for us to just think we have some sort of control over what's happening. So the superstitions just kind of build up every game. Like I moved suites. That was a huge one. I moved to the week before that against Green Bay, Olivia moved and sat next to me in our suite. And right when we did that, that was when it turned around. It was weird, but for real, it was the weirdest thing. So now our new thing is we have to sit together. But pregame, Olivia and I, we usually just, you know, we usually have people kind of coming in and out of the house. It's always a little crazy and buzzing, which is good because it keeps our mind off it. We usually just get ready, do hair and makeup, and she tries to help me because Lord knows I need it, and she's awesome. But yeah, it's nothing specific. We discuss how nervous we are every week.
Are her nerves similar to yours?
Similar. Yeah. She handles it way better than me, but yeah, she definitely gets nervous and gets hyped too. So, but she just like does it in a feminine, beautiful way. Whereas I'm just like a mess. Like, oh,
well, so this has become a viral game day ritual, I would say, so much so the NFL has piggybacked on it. So we're getting on to the pyramid.
Yeah. So, bitch stole my vibe. Freaking NFL put out a picture on Insta.
I know. I was like, where's the credit here?
No, I loved it. It was so cool. They had the players doing in a pyramid, a cartoon version of it. It was so funny. So yeah. It happened one game. I think I started it last year. I actually want to do a calendar of pyramids. So before the game, we always come in and I literally grab the guys that boys that are with us. And I say, okay, we'll all get on the bottom, or I'll get on the bottom and just get down. And then the next layer gets up, and we it's sort of pre-planned. It's gotten more pre-planned now because we have to do it. I'm not kidding. There was one week we didn't do it and we lost. I had people in my DMs. I had people calling me. I had literally Niner reporters saying, where's the pyramid? And it was right after they did the story too. And I'm like, oh, people are sick of it. So I didn't do it. We lost that game. So now it's in my head. Now that's another superstition. Now we have to do the pyramid. I don't know where we're going to do it Super Bowl Sunday, but maybe at the tailgate we'll do that, because the Lord knows we can't do it in the stadium. We will probably not be on the field pregame like we normally get to do at the Niners. But we will maybe do it in the parking lot or something, but we have to do it. My boys, I don't know if any of them have ever been in it, but I'll make them do it this time. So
a parking lot pyramid in Vegas.
That would be really fun. So yeah. And I'm going to get that calendar out. So Niner pyramid. We just grab people that we go to the game with. Like sometimes it's been randoms, like in the little crowd there. We'll just grab them and they'll get to join them. I try to tag them, and if I post it, try to get their name and tag them. Sometimes I don't get everybody, but anyway, it's just been kind of a fun thing. I just thought, oh, just a cheerleader wannabe. I guess I am. So, yep, pyramid.
The pyramid. It is famous. Okay, Betsy, we got time for because I know we got a bunch more, but we got time for maybe one more.
So I think this is the perfect one to end it. And it is from Kate M. Ryan. And she asks, will your mom be in Vegas?
My mom. Oh, that is a great question. She's actually not going to be in Vegas. She is opting out because it's a huge trip. She lives in Miami, but she's going to have a Super Bowl party. She has a million friends and they're all, I'm actually in their group chat. They are the biggest diehard Christian fans. Christian can do no wrong in these women's eyes. They are awesome. I love her friends. They're the best. And they're so supportive of my boys. I feel like I have a bunch of a support group for all my boys, and Luke too. So it's really fun. So she is not going to make the trip out there, but she's going to have a Super Bowl party. I know she will. And everybody brings food and she has a blast down there. So she's going to be doing what all his friends are doing at the bar in Vegas, but she'll be doing it in Miami. So
Big Mama will be the Super Bowl party of a lifetime. And Christian can do no wrong. I think that's, those women think that, but it's true. Right. He's
How long we got?
I mean, yeah. Why don't you just talk about all the things he's not good at for the last?
You break them down, build them up.
I got to keep him humble. Got to keep him humble. I cannot wait. I will be there for at least the few days leading up. So we're going to hang out. It's your birthday next week too.
I know. And you know what? But I have to be honest. I have completely forgot it's even my birthday because of the Super Bowl hoopla. And I'm the biggest present I could get would be a Super Bowl win at this point. And that would just be amazing. I don't need anything else. So except you guys to say happy birthday. I want to text.
I was going to say that'll be the biggest present you could get. I did book out. I rented out Thunder Down Under the night of the 6th. So
okay, that's fine. All right, fine. Twist my arm.
I'll send you a calendar invite and we'll get it going.
Okay, maybe we can do a Your Mom from Thunder Down Under. That'd be amazing.
I mean, give the people what they want. You know what I mean? We got to do it for the ratings. Are you going to be part of the halftime show with Usher? Is that something that
he asked me to be because, they know. I just think I have to focus on the game because it's about Christians. So
it's not about you. So you turned Usher down for the halftime show. I think that's really respectable. I think.
He's a little worried people won't watch now, but I guess.
A Janet Jackson moment could have been.
Totally. I was willing. I'll show. Yeah. Show a nip.
Oh, Usher's the best. It's going to be so fun. I cannot move. All right, Lisa, you get your rest. You get your beauty sleep this week. I know you got a lot going on, but you just ride it out, baby.
I wish I was a pot smoker or something.
You know who we should call? Adam Schefter's.
Adam's brother. Right? Yeah.
Shirley told us she'd hook us up.
Absolutely. That's what I need
he's
to do.
He's got that.
I don't know if the first time trying it would be
how good would that be if the first time you smoked weed, you just got so high.
Maybe you would end up being one of Usher's background.
They would not care about Taylor Swift. There would only be an ISO cam on Lisa, just stoned out of her mind, eating brownies.
Obliterated
and
what? No.
Around. I'm just gonna, it's just an idea. Just let it.
Think about it.
You know. Okay. Here's the deal. This is.
Oh. I love it. I need that. That is.
I'll give it to you. I'm going to see you in Vegas. We're going to do a few small little things out there. So stay tuned. But I really mean this. protect your time. This is like so special and something you're never going to forget. And I'm so glad the whole family's going to be there. And just, yeah, win the whole damn thing.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, baby. We'll be back with more from your mom. Go Niners.
Okay, I have a son that loves football. His dream is to make it into the Super Bowl. What is your advice to get here?
My key words are consistency, sacrifice, and passion.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because, one, passion, like, you gotta love what you're doing. Consistency, you gotta be on top of it every day. There's gonna be times you're gonna get tired, you're gonna be overwhelmed, you're like too much stress, you gotta keep doing it. Obviously the first one is sacrifice. You gotta sacrifice a lot of fun to work hard to play later.
Christian went to the same school you did, St. Thomas More, right?
Oh yeah.
And you won the Peacemaker Award, didn't you?
I did win the Peacemaker Award.
Christian never won it. Do you think that's why you're here today?
You know, I am a believer in the domino effect. You know, one thing leads to another. I think maybe it was a Peacemaker Award.
I am like best friends with your mom, your mom. And this is for your mom podcast. What does your mom mean to you?
She means the world to me. She's the one who's driving me to all those 6 a.m. workouts, stuff like that in high school. I'm just spoiled to have a family like that who cares about me, who's taking care of me, and who's got me here. So, listen, hey, mom, thank you. I appreciate it.